Well, the market keeps hinting at the potential for trouble. There could be a meltdown. We haven't seen one, but just because he doesn't see it doesn't mean that trouble's not lurking. And we're going searching for trouble right now. Welcome to the Danger Zone. It's the Danger Zone on Money Life, where we talk with the experts from New Constructs about what they're seeing, because at New Constructs, they evaluate securities from the grassroots level and up. It is discounted cash flow analysis meets forensic accounting, and where most people look at the top down and they see numbers and think, New Constructs digs in from the bottom up, asking a different question.
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
It is possible. And if something is unattractive and really unattractive when they dig in, then it goes on the most dangerous list. And by the way, it can flip around as well. You can have something that looks troublesome at the top and they dig in and find it's an opportunity. That's going to be attractive. If you want to find out how it works, go to newconstructs.com and they blog about their danger zone picks. So you can always get more information on the things we're discussing. Kyle Guskey is investment analyst at New Constructs. Kyle, great to have you back on Money Life.
Thanks for having me back.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Eventbrite.
Danger, danger.
Eventbrite. It's ticker symbol EB. And, well, this was in the danger zone before. So, obviously, trouble hasn't gone away. Is it more dangerous now?
It might be. Yeah, we definitely think there's significant downside in this one. And it's really a story of the reopening play getting way ahead of the actual business. And the stock price has tripled since its March 2020 lows, and the business remains below kind of pre-pandemic levels. Ticketing and events are coming back. This is a company that was unprofitable before the pandemic, and they're still unprofitable now. It's actually worse than 2019 still. Yet again, that stock price has soared since the lows. So it's really a case of the reopening play would have been good back in March 2020. And right now, it looks significantly overvalued. Structurally unprofitable business. They cut 45% of their employees during the pandemic. Obviously, when people aren't going to events, they don't need employees there. But their actual operating expenses are higher today than they were in 2019. So you've got worse profitability despite, you know, almost half the business employees being gone. We expect that to have to scale up again to kind of rescale the business. Ticket sales haven't recovered to pre-pandemic levels, and yet the stock is priced to be bigger than Live Nation on numbers tickets sold by multiples. That's pretty out of whack there with the actual fundamentals of the business.
How out of whack is it? I mean, you guys do valuation analysis. How overvalued is this company?
So we looked at a scenario. Okay, what do they need to do to justify the current price? To do that, they would have to improve their margin to 3%, which equals Live Nation's best ever margin back in 2014. For comparison, Eventbrite's best ever margin is -8, and it's currently -35%. So you're looking, you know, huge improvement in margins, and then they'd have to grow revenue at 54% compounded annually for the next 10 years, which is actually 9 times the kind of event ticketing projected industry growth through 2025. So you're looking at huge improvement in margins, 54% revenue CAGR, and that's just to justify the current price. And that scenario implies they would sell 2.8 billion paid tickets based on their kind of revenue per ticket at the current rate, which would be 13 times Live Nation's tickets sold in 2019. So again, the expectations for future growth here are kind of off the chart in a sense for a business that hasn't even recovered from the pandemic yet.
I love going to events. I have certainly used Eventbrite and like the service itself, but liking the service or liking events and getting back out there doesn't mean that the industry is there. And this was overplayed from a momentum standpoint. I'm curious, are you finding this in a lot of the stocks that were the popular reopening plays? In other words, did everything that happened with the reopening, because the market just kind of boomed off of the bottom, did everything tied to the reopening kind of get ahead of itself?
In some of the names we've featured in the past, that's definitely been the case. We've seen, you know, big increases with Uber and Lyft reporting some results and the stocks kind of jumping at different intervals there. Again, those companies are still significantly overvalued. Seems similar with Airbnb. We haven't done as deep of a dive recently, but we've seen the news there. You know, bookings look great and everything, but again, the stock price was already overvalued to begin with. So any further movement without significant improvement in the business to kind of pre-pandemic levels is not even enough to justify the valuation. So it's definitely been a case of reopening plays, people buying into them before the reopenings actually occurred. And now they're looking kind of increasingly expensive because that reopening, I think, was a little slower than most expected, but those stocks remain overvalued.
what is an appropriate value? I mean, Eventbrite is in the 20, 21, 22 range right now. What's an appropriate valuation? And I know you guys don't always predict those, but that and a potential catalyst here.
Yeah, we kind of looked at, you know, okay, let's still be optimistic. You know, reopening is going to occur. They're going to see that growth continue or, you know, reappear. And we looked at a scenario if they do get that margin of 3%, which again might be optimistic, and revenue grows at consensus for the next 3 years and then 30% a year for the 6 years following that. So, you know, 10-year growth period as well. And the stock's looking at something, you know, $3 a share right now, just based on that scenario. So it's got significant downside. And really, as far as catalyst goes, it's really about, I think in this case, it might be as the industry kind of reopens, we see that Eventbrite isn't driving those profits. You know, Live Nation has already reported. They've got, you know, ticket sales are returning quicker than Eventbrite. We see a lot of competition in the market as well. So as we come out of this, people are going to be looking for events. They might move elsewhere. We've seen some companies implement, you know, standard pricing, fixed pricing to kind of compete with some of the percentage rates that other companies offer. So it's just a really a sense of, you know, when investors start realizing those profits aren't returning due to the unprofitability of the actual business, we can see this thing kind of fall.
Yeah, and fall down to like $3 a share from 21. Ooh, yeah, that's dangerous. Absolutely. Kyle, great stuff. Thanks as always for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Kyle Guskey is investment analyst at New Constructs. Go to newconstructs.com for more information to check out the blog. They're on Twitter at New Constructs. Up next, it's market call time. Brian Yachman from the YCG Funds is here next.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.